Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to bring in Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy, Center for Immigration Studies. Andrew, or I think you like to be called Art, but you wrote a good piece in the New York Post. And I just want to go through this. I talked about this at the beginning of the show. But what we found out in a laboratory experiment with empirical evidence that if you put up concertina wire or barbed wire or whatever that wire is called, and you create barricades, which could also include a wall, it slashes immigration. And the story in the Washington Examiner today is really quite remarkable. 99% decline in illegal immigration down there in Shelby Park and, Eagle, Texas, and so forth. From 8,000 per day down to 18 per day. Now, you have slightly different numbers because you're looking at the whole Rio Grande Valley. But, Arthur, I mean, doesn't that prove that barriers can work?
Yeah, absolutely, Larry, and thank you for having me on today. It's important to understand that about 1,250 miles of the 1,954-mile U.S. border with Mexico is in Texas. Mm. And Texas is the one state that's decided to fill the void that the Biden administration has created when it stopped building fencing along the southwest border, when it started releasing migrants into the United States, when it ended Remain in Mexico, when it did all of those things that President Trump had done to bring the border under control. And, yeah, I mean, the entire idea, in fact, it's in statute, of Border Patrol's mission is to deter migrants from entering the United States. If there are concertina wire fences, which there are, I saw them putting them up directly in advance of the end of Title 42 back in last May. Mm. That's going to prevent people from entering those major metropolitan areas. You and I have both been to the border, El Paso, Eagle Pass, Brownsville, where President Biden was. Those are major metropolitan centers. Once you cross that river, you can run up the street and you're just going to blend in with the community. Nobody's ever going to find you. So, you know, the Texas's whole idea is, look, we want to make it as easy for our handful of Border Patrol agents, by cutting down the flow of migrants coming into the United States. That's long been U.S. policy. Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush. Texas is actually doing what all of those prior administrations did.
And we don't need any more laws.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I mean, I went back. My riff on Friday, the TV show, we did a little homework, but there's two laws here. All right, Arthur. One is 212F and the other one is 287G, both in the Immigration and Nationality Act. And they were put on the books. I guess the last one was put on in 1996, Clinton years. 212F's been around even longer. But they give the president congressionally legislated and mandate authority to keep illegals out and to go into the interior and arrest illegals. It will override sanctuary cities. Two executive authorities that Joe Biden will never use because he's an open border guy. Let's face it. He calls them newcomers now. You know, newcomers. Holy cow. What happened to illegal aliens? Anyway, go ahead, Art.
Yeah, but when you're talking about experiments, we're living through an experiment that Joe Biden started on January the 20th, 2021. He's decided to take all of the shockers off the system and see what happens if we just, you know, allow people to come into the United States, see the effect. And we see the effect. I know you're a money guy. I mean, the municipal effects are huge. I calculated a few months ago that municipalities and states are going to incur about $421 billion in costs from this.
Ooh.
That's on the high end.
Ooh.
But, you know, that's also short term. This isn't just, you know, hotel rooms at the Roosevelt Hotel, which, by the way, is very nice, or was back in the day.
Was.
This is education. This is health care. This is, if you get sick and you've entered the United States illegally, even if you've been released, you don't have health insurance, so you go to the emergency room to get treated. You know, if you have a major laceration and you go to the emergency room, you may have to wait behind a kid who's got an earache because the emergency room has to take everybody and it becomes the primary care facility. Housing. You and I both know that there's a housing shortage in this country. It dropped after 2008. It's never really come back. So, you know, when you bring 3.3 million people, when you let 3.3 million people into the country, which is what the Biden administration's done, another 1.7 million, you know, evade those overwhelmed border patrol agents that come in. That's 5 million people who have to live somewhere.
Well, they have the authority to deal with it. They just refuse to use it, and barriers work. Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in Law and Policy, Center for Immigration Studies, thanks for coming on. Quick break, folks, and we'll go to our legal beagle, Greg Jarrett.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.